And that's what Yah says. He says, I'm ready. You have offed me. You have picked me off. And my anger, it boils from the inward parts. When the anger of Yah boils, there's nothing like it. He's going to pour that cup on this nation. It's coming to America. The whore is coming down. She is an accursed thing. You take of her, you're going to be cursed. Kala. You shall be an accursed thing. So it angered Yah. His anger was vented, was raised against the children of Israel because they committed an unfaithful act. Well, it was just one man. I know it was. But because of that one man, hell came upon the whole house of Israel. Hallelujah. Because of that one man, because of that accursed thing, then hell will overtake your house. It says in the next verse, I want to drop down to verse 10 for expedience. But listen to this. I want you to hear this in 2 Melach, 2 Kings 2:24. And the people, and they turned back. This is Elisha. It says he turned back when the 40 and 2. I read this morning, and I was amazed at what it said because I've always read this as something else. It says in 2 Kings 2:24, and Elisha, that's Yahweh's salvation. Yeshua is our Elisha. He's our Yashak. It says, and he turned back and he looked on them and he cursed his Kala. He despised them. When Yah curse you, he despises you. He despises you. He despises your cursed sons and your cursed daughters. He despised them. He said, turn back, he cursed them in the name of Yahweh. And there came forth 2 she bears out of the wood. And look at this. It was more than 42, but it tear 42 children of them. So it tore 42 of them. So it's one thing when the curse, when the kala, when Yah despise you, when the curse come, Yah despise this nation. Let no one trick you and tell you this is the apple of Yah's eye. Can I tell you the apple of his eye? He is yet still going to choose Israel. Hallelujah. This nation has not supplanted Israel. Let no one preach that damnable lie. He is still going to choose Israel. The elect according to his bosom before the foundations of the world. This is an accursed nation. Everything she does bring about a curse in your life. When you grab hold to her, your lives are cursed. Hallelujah. That's what happened. Her counsel cursed the mind, the heart, away from Yah. Everything she counsels you in, it takes your faith. You have no faith. You can't believe Yah. This is a faithless generation. That's why when Yahshua comes, will he find Emuna? Come on. When he comes to you in the morning, does he find Emuna? Does he find faith or a false attitude that's pious and pompous Jezebel? What does he find? Well, I want him to dwell with me. I want to be at the table with Yahshua. I don't know about you, but I don't want him just to come tomorrow. He's right here with me. Where? For he dwells. He dwells in me. The power of his truth, yes, dwells. Hallelujah. And so, Elisha, he says, you wicked ones of hell. He cursed them. And the Sheba, he turned and he just despised them dogs. Hallelujah. He said, in the name of Yah, the mighty one of Israel, you children of hell. And can you imagine those she bear when they came out? Those claws they ejected like razors. Brother James knocked out that bobcat other night. And the claws was like talons. They were like talons on an eagle. Sharpest razors. That's what they were like. And yet they only protrude out when they go for the kill. And so they would take their little heads and... No. Oh, yeah, it's not that way. I tell you what, fool. You will find out. You will find out. Hallelujah. You will find out his attitude. Your cursed thing. It says in the 10th chapter, in the 10th verse of Joshua Ben Nun. Now, Yah instructs his people. Did not he tell us in Deuteronomy that if we obey his mitzvah, we will be blessed? Come on, my brothers and sisters. Did I not start this all with that? A cursed generation? A generation that was cursed from Amat and Aimat? And then he tells us what his blessings are if we obey his Torah. And Yah says in the 10th verse of the 7th chapter, and Yahweh says unto Yahushua, get up. Why do you lie down this way on your face? Now let me clarify that. When Yah began to deal with Yahushua with what Achan had done, first thing he did, he got the elders and he began to cry and weep like we do, don't we? Yahweh said, get up, man. You cried enough. Yeah. Well, I'm praying for my daughter. Get up. Quit praying for the Jezebel. Yah said, get up, man. Get up. Get up off your face. Clean yourself up. Get up, man. That's what he told him. Read the text of that chapter. He went and started crying. I said, get up on your feet, man. Well, you don't know that's my daughter. She's an accursed thing. Well, preacher, you don't understand. He's an accursed child of Belial. You said, get up. I'm going to answer according to the instruction that I commanded you. What I've already told you, I'm going to correct things that way. So get off your face before me. You're crying for the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Prayed for the wrong thing. And the true tefillah of Yah, it is a confession of your sins. Of your wrongdoings. Pray for that wicked whore's daughter. For what? Jezebel mama? Yah save Israel. Mama, your prayers didn't save your sons and daughters. It was Yah that elected them. It's his sovereign election. If it's your prayers, it's your election. No, he said, no, sir. This is mine here. That's why he's sovereign. Your prayers didn't save him. No, daddy, your prayers didn't save him at all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because if that's the case, then our prayers ain't worth a nickel. That's the truth. He says, get up off your face, man. Verse 11. He says, Israel has hata. They have sinned. They have sinned. And they have also abha. They have transgressed. They have went beyond what I've commanded them. When you transgress, you go beyond the mitzvah. You go beyond the government of God. They have transgressed. They have transgressed my brits, my covenant, which I commanded, which I instructed, I commanded them. For they have even taken of my the accursed haram, the accursed thing, and have also stolen and deceived also. And have put it even among their own stuff. Do you all hear that? He said, they've become a partaker of the cursed thing. You become a partaker. We love everything that the world is a cursed nation. We love it. We will lie to get something. We will steal. We will try to deceive someone to say, hey, what did you pay for that? Well, I paid much. I paid, you know, it didn't. You know, you can get this for $5. Well, you paid $15. What's wrong with saying, I paid $15? If I spend $150 for a pair of shoes, well, you spend $150 for a pair of shoes, if you go down there and buy a pair of leather shoes. You know, I was thinking the other day, I said, you know what? Now, the brothers get offerings. They don't get no pay here. They get offerings to take care of the little things they need. Now, by the percentage of what brothers get back, if I, on last week or week before last, took an offering, or what Yah sent here for Pastor Roberts, then I would have had a nice little penny to spend on me. But I knew that we had things that had to be done for the kingdom work. That every dime went to that. Do you understand that? It went for the kingdom work. Hallelujah.
And so what we have done in our minds, we have deceived ourselves to say, it's all right. It's all right for me to do this. You know, it was a thing that in our pagan days we would say, well, God understand. It's all right if I do this. God understand lies. Yah has given us. Yes, the God of your belly understands. But Yah has given us instructions. And every word is pure, and he intends for us to obey him and not some things and all things. He said, yet Israel has sinned because they all hid it. They knew what was taking place, but they hid it. You don't like someone comes to you with a lie, you have no ru'ah of Yah. You can't discern a lie against your brother or your sister. And so you receive the lie and you give it to someone that's the same lie. And then you despise that one that Jezebel or that fool has lied on. Hallelujah. You better be very cautious when you find one that always come to you speaking and always got something to tell. When someone truly got something to tell, they come to tell you about themselves. I'm a wretched thing. And anyone that deals with me, they will know what I would deal with. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care, sister, what Jennifer did to you. It makes no difference. I'm dealing with you and your sins. It's you, my friend. So I'm going to deal with the vile nature that's in you. The damnable thing that turned your mind away from the correction of Yah. Hallelujah. Sure I will. That's the way I deal with it. Hallelujah. Because the issue is not her or him. The issue is you. Because if your brother or sister sinned against you 7 times a day, 7 times 70, you forgive them. It would take a flat out lunatic to do that. You have no forgiveness of Yah in you. You're full of hell. Or you think you forgive those that you think you love. You're a hypocrite. You don't even forgive them because you don't have enough honesty, enough integrity. Can I tell you all this, brothers and sisters? That's one thing I strive for, to be honest. Even all the years I've been married, I tell you all this. I've never tried to hide back anything on my wife. I've never done that. I'm just honest with you. I have not done that. I don't care what it was. I don't care if a woman tried me. I don't care if this. I don't care if I looked at a woman. I don't care what it was. I've never tried to hide it. Never. That has been the strength of my protection. Because when you hide something secretive, you know secrets. Hallelujah. You know there's something crooked there. I will hide the truth of Yah in my life. That's what I will do. Then I will not sin, transgress against him. Don't tell me you can't live that way. Yes, you can. In all of our ignorance, we can. You can do it. Hallelujah. I'm not some great man. I have any great attributes. I have none at all. I have truth, though. And I believe it. I'm just that ignorant. I don't try to rationalize it. There was a man that wrote me a letter yesterday, and the letter I wrote him back, I said, man, I know what scripture says. I'm settled, that's enough. You got a problem, that's your problem. But don't try to even convince me of your problem. I will not buy it. I will not go your way. Why do you think you need to convince me? And that's what the wicked does, don't they? You always got to convince someone to come to your side. I'm on Yahshua's side. Yahshua said, who's on your side? I'm on Yahweh's side. I'm not on your side. I'm not on flesh side. I'm on Yahweh's side. I am on that side. Hallelujah. And you will know I'm on his side because I will tell you the truth. Verse 12, he said, therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies. They could not stand. But turned their back from their enemies because they were a curse. Neither will I be with you anymore except you destroy that accursed thing from among you. They cannot stand against the enemy. That's why we can't stand against Shaitan. That's why he has power to seduce us and overtake us because of the accursed thing in your life. You can't stand against the wiles of Shaitan. You have no faith that you can, you have the shield of faith to ward off or to throw off all the fiery darts of hell. You cannot do it. Because you have turned back on the mitzvah, the Torah of Yah. Yah said to them, you go and you destroy and do not touch the accursed thing. And they began, Archon. He grabbed the accursed thing. Hallelujah. And he brought a curse into Israel. And when they saw what he did, then everyone else says, well, if she did it, I can do it. And it's almost when you find a rebellious spirit among the camp. And when this Jezebel rebels at this foolish man, that he says, well, he did it. Well, I can do it too. Well, I don't want to act like a fool. I don't want to act like a Jezebel slut. I use that expression. I don't want to act like her. I want to, if anything, daughter, you ought to act like the virtuous woman of Michelin 31. Come on, man. If anything, you ought to act like a wise man. I don't want to have the same temperament of a fool. I don't want my attitude. I don't even want my persona, my personality, my character, what I convey to someone, to be that which is of a fool. I want it to be a man of strength of character, a man of understanding. I don't want to convey that. Well, she did it. I'll tell you what, let her come to me then. That's the way this accursed mind thinks. You might as well say hallelujah. You might as well bless you. You all got the preacher rolling today. Hallelujah. And I pour out all that's in my left. Everything. Believe me. When I'm finished, there will be nothing left but to eat. Hallelujah. And then prop my heels up for a little bit, 20 minutes, and I'm restored. And a time to go back and charge myself out of the book and see what he says to me. Hallelujah. Some of you hypocrites don't love you. That's why you don't pick the book up. You don't pick it up. I can look at you. There's no time for the book. Something is wrong. You must use a road map to get from here to California. You can't even go from here to probably Concord. Hallelujah. He says you must destroy the accursed thing from among you. That's why scripture tells us a heretic, one that rejects doctrinal truth. After the first and second admonition, you reject the fool. We don't do that. Get off your belly praying for the dogs. Let the dog go back to the wallah of a dog. Let it eat its own puke. That's what dogs do. And in order for a dog not to eat its puke, it's got to be some pukey puke. It's got to be something so raunchy. Believe me, I've seen those dogs and that one eat puke. And when they don't eat the puke back, it's got to be some puke. Do you understand? It's got to be something that is vile when a dog don't eat it. And there's nothing they will not eat. Nothing beyond them. And Yah says, get the accursed thing out. That's why I pray, Yah, I want every last one out of this place that Yah doesn't intend to be here. I have no problem with that. You have no problem with me if you leave and I say that and make that clear to every last one of us. None. He said, unless you get the cursed thing out, death is going to overtake Israel. And if you don't get the cursed thing out, it will overtake this house. I must get it out. He did not send a melach to do that. He sent the man that he ordained. Joshua. He said, get off your belly, man. Like one would pray, and oh, yeah, help, Father. No, you know what it is. Get up on your feet and stand up like a man. Gird your gut with the truth, your mind with the truth of Yah. And you take the sword out, and you don't spare none. Nobody. Hallelujah. So he had to make him get up like a man instead of a boy. Gird himself up and to stand for Yah. And that's who I stand for. Hallelujah. 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 Rise up. Kadosh, Kadosh, sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourself apart of tomorrow or tomorrow. For this says Yah, the sovereign ruler of Israel, there is an accursed haram thing in the midst of you, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies, your oyeb, until you take away the accursed thing from among you. You will never be able to overcome Shatan. You will always be bound by fears and doubts until you remove the accursed thing. Well, preacher, you just don't know. I know the accursed thing. I'm going to identify them. Hallelujah. That's why the world is dressing your mind, dressing your bodies, daughters, sons. I was looking this morning and I was just mystified and horrified. And I was looking at some pictures of the assembly there in Jacob O'Meyer's for Tabernacle. When I saw it, because my eyes, I don't see as well. You understand? I'm getting like Ya'akub. His eyes began to get dim, so that's why he really couldn't identify Esau. But I know the Esau. And so I looked at the pictures of the people gathering for Tabernacle. And there was one that the woman, her blouse was cut here. Like that. Her jeans were so tight you could literally see her organ prints. And I sat there and I wanted to say, Sister Roberts, because when I see stuff like that, I always say, come look at this, please. There are men that get on that damn thing and they look at things and they try to hide it from there. I will never, because I don't look at nothing. But that, I'm looking up something about Yah, the web. As far as searching, you can find every kind of vile thing there is. I don't want to search. I've found him because he's found me. I don't need the search. And I saw her body parts. They were literally so pronounced. And they were playing softball. I'm like, man, that's how sisters play with dresses. And why? Why would this old man? Because he's getting old. He's getting fragile. And because he has allowed the leaven in you, it's hard. He will never be. Every woman that had on pants, blue jeans. I said, yeah, I will never till I die. And if these brothers here, if I die today, you get soft, it's because of your wickedness. If anything changed from the standard that is established, you know you got weak, wicked men. Flee. Flee. Okay, who it is? When the standards of Yah are reduced down to Jezebel's spirit, when daughters of Zion are looking like harlots and whores, men with their baggy shorts on, I say, what? I said, Yah, they will never come here like this. You cannot come here. I don't care who you are. You cannot come here this way. I will never. If I have no fellowship, if there's nobody but Yahshua and the Abba, you fellowship with them. All right, then that's enough. We may not talk, but we can fellowship. We come in here and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. See you, sister. Hallelujah. I'll honor you. Don't worry about me dishonoring you. But I will correct you and reprove you and show you what's right. Hallelujah. He says, you rise up. You prepare the people. They must remove that from among them. But above all things, they must be kadosh. They must separate themselves. You got to separate your mind from this affection of the world, brothers and sisters. You got to come out of this worldly thinking. You got to stop thinking like you were, acting like you were, dressing like the world, looking like the world, smelling like the world. We got to have the savoring smell of Yahshua that flows from us. He said, we must root out this accursed thing. It must come out of Yisrael. Because if it doesn't, all Yisrael, you're going to die. You're not going to withstand the enemy. That's why the enemy is coming against Yisrael with a great onslaught today. Because there's an accursed thing in the middle, in the midst. They will not adhere to the Torah of Yah. These folks who call themselves Christian, they're false people. I've never liked that word, Christian. There's just something about it. I never liked it. Never. Anything saints. I remember as a young ignorant preacher, shaved 6-7 months, preaching. Well, nobody's a saint. I said, well, come on, let's see what the book says. It said this here. Oh, well, that doesn't mean what. Well, but that's, it says that, so I am going to use it. Hallelujah. He told them to rise up and clean the people up and prepare them. Now, the order came from the commands of Yah. Yah, it was the one instructing him. You understand that? He told them how they should come before him and how they should present themselves before Almighty Yah. It says in verse 19 of the same chapter, as Yahweh, as he caused this detection to come out of his manservant Yahushua. It says in verse 19, and Yahushua said to Achan, He said, my son, give, I ask you, I pray, I beg you, honor, kabod, to Yah, the sovereign ruler of Israel. And he said, and make your Torah, that's what Torah is, your confession to Almighty Yah. And tell me now what you have done, what you have hidden from Yah, from the congregation. It's not from me. You have not hidden it from me. And so the things that you think you're hiding, that accursed thing, you think you're hiding it from man, but you're hiding it from Yah. He said, you have not hidden it from me. He said, you tell the truth. Tell me. And Achan answered Yahushua and said, indeed, I have haltar. I have sinned against Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel. And this is what I did. What I saw among the spoils of the Tob Babylonish, the Shinar, Babylonish garment, Lebosh. You love garments, don't you? Come on here, hypocrites. We love the worldly garments. We love the Babylonish garments. Your daughters of Zion want to wear that mess that shows your little tight hips and all of that. It is not of Yah. You want your titties bunched together and everyone's seeing your titty nipples and your titty tits. It's not of Yahweh. He said, I want to show you something now. I saw the Babylonish, the Shinah, the garments. They were tough. They looked nice. Why do you think they send you all these books in here, your daughters of Zion, to pollute your mind, to make you want to look like the world and dress like these whores and these Jezebels that they promote, these schizophrenics and these bulimic heifers. They're not heifers, Jezebels that puke their guts out to say, stay a size zero or size two. Create this image in your mind. You're not going to be twos. You're not going to be all fives and sixes and tens and twelves. We can't control things though now. Don't try to get by with that. Hallelujah. You're not going to be that. So they send you that. So and you look at these things, these Babylonian garments, and you love them more than you love the things of Yah. See, that's what's deceiving the minds of the people. They drape themselves in their robes of pride, and their robes of glamour, and their robes of their what they call fine automobiles. There are some automobiles that never break down, true? There are some automobiles, there's some that never break down, true? Deacon Horn, if you don't answer that, I'll come out there and slap your head. There's no automobile that doesn't break down. Drive it. Hallelujah. There's not one garment that doesn't wear out. The old temporal. Well, it's new, honey. Drive it a while. It'll break down. Big breakdown in 3 months. We saw the garments and 200 shekels of silver and wedges of gold of 50 shekels of weight. This is that. Then I hamat. I covet them. See, we covet those things, don't we? Come on, people of Yah. When that accursed thing entered, we began to covet things. We're not contented with what Yah has given. My brothers and sisters, Yah gives you a husband or wife that loves him. He gives you a husband that desires to please him. You baraka, you totaya for that. You make your confessions. No, come on, he gives you a wife that's submissive and obedient under the Torah of Yah. And she takes great delight in that. Then you shout with a great fervent of blessings unto Yah. Achan said, I covet it. And that's the spirit of this world is trying to, it teaches you to covet everything because it is a defiance of the Torah of the Mitzvah of Yah. Thou shalt not covet. Is that so? So that's what they do. They covet that. There were these magazines that came during this pagan damnable Jezebel spirit time. I threw them out. I don't care who they belong to. This greedy fat man on front that brings gift. He brings nothing. He robbed. He's supposed to bring gifts and he robs everybody. Puts everybody in debt. Come on, people. He's supposed to be the giver, right? And everybody goes in debt to pretend that he's the giver. That trash comes in there, throws it away. Yes, sir. Well, what your garbage can bust open and I saw a magazine for me and it was there. Well, honey, I put it there. Hallelujah. I threw it away. Yes, sir, you found it there. Yes, ma'am. What's the problem? Well, it blew me. Jezebel, get out of my face. You're not bringing that accursed damn thing in here. I'm not going to let you do it. You go to hell, you go out there and find your place. You bring your own accursed trash in there. It's not coming here. That's right. All this trash, Christmas shopping, Saint Nick, this Jezebel spirit. I'm not letting it come in here. I threw it in the garbage. Boom. Hallelujah. Well, you're lording. I tell you what, ignorant one, they're lording you quite well. That's why you covet for it. That's why you look at it. Boy, I sure would like to have that. Even though it's $3 or $4, that's all right. They want that. That's how they make money. Don't you know it's an abomination because there is no way they can sell those things $3 or $4. Who's making that? The people that are. This is an accursed nation. We don't care. We have no conscience as to what takes place beyond our own little covetous greed. What does that one that works over there in Malaysia or in China? They work 12, 15, 16 hours a day and they can't even eat. And this fat, greedy, wicked nation that is an accursed nation. Y'all said you better get it out. That's why you're full of death. That's why the things of y'all, you get excited over this accursed magazine. I say it again, you get excited over an accursed magazine, but the word of Yah doesn't excite you. You will smile over an accursed picture of something. Look at this, honey. We ought to get Job on this. I will, my brother. And you smile over that. Oh, look at this, that's only $8. This ignorant, wicked generation. He said, you must get the accursed thing out. I covered it, I was greedy, and I hid it. That's what he said. When we get right with Yah, my brothers and sisters, those that are cursed and hide that wickedness in their hearts, that trash, they hide it for years and months. They hide it, and they covet it. They don't want no one to know. It will all rise to the top. What is filthy comes to the top. You may not sweep the floor, but I tell you what, you keep walking. You realize there's gravel on that sand. I sweep my floor all the time over there. Never to get all the sand. Sister Robert comes in there, she'll, you got your tennis shoes, honey? You tracking through my place? Well, of course, you can see her footprint. As she walks along, be sure she drops sand all the way up the steps. Of course, I get the broom and I sweep it out. I may sweep it up 3 or 4 times a day. Even my desk may be junky, but I will sweep the floor. I can't stand to walk barefooted and feel the sand and all that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, I don't need no soft feet. I don't want no soft feet. That's for you daughters of Zion. Walk in the sand out there. They make them soft. They're. That's right. You want your feet to be soft, you walk in sand. Just walk in it. It's an abrasive thing. It will sand down the calluses. Yes, it will. Make them real soft. Sure will. But what do you think them little boys, you about to scrape that stuff off your foot? All right then. Make your feet soft. Real soft. Hallelujah. I don't want mine soft. I want some hard stuff on mine. Yeah, that's right, brother. Hallelujah. He says, when I saw among the spoils of the 12 Babylonians, the Shinat, the garments, the Levosh, and the 200 shepherds, he said, I began to cover that. And I went in the midst of my tent and I hid it. Yehoshua sent messengers. He sent Melech, messengers. And they ran to the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver was under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them to Yahushua, and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before Yahweh. Now Yah made the judgment. And Yahushua and all Israel with him took Achan. Look at this now. Not only did they take him, but they took his son, Zerah. He's going to take you, mama, daddy, your daughters, your daughter, your sons. You continue to hold that accursed thing and hide it in the tent of your heart, in your mind. He took him, the silver and the garment and the wedges of gold and his sons, is that plural? And no daughters. He said his daughters. That's right. The Jezebel daughters. Your wicked sons, He took them. And his oxen, and even his donkey, his jackasses, his asses, and his sheep. I'm telling you, you don't touch the things of the wicked. You can pray all you want. Well, Yah's not like this. Now, my friend, you are a fool. Does the sun set and rise every day? So Yah has not changed. Took his asses? Well, come on, preacher, and even his tent. That's why when that folks leave him, I say, throw everything. Well, I don't care what it is. I don't care. It was $10,000, burn it up. I don't want nothing kept what they left. Throw it in the pit. Okay, what it is. Is it a cursed thing? You Jezebel, sit here all you want to. That Jezebel spirit is an accursed thing. You that go in there and start pulling out that trash, you always find your mind always troubled, twisted and in a mess. Well, she left this to me. Throw it away. I know what I'm saying, Mother. I'm not a novice. I'm a novice, but I'm not a novice. You understand? I'm a novice in many things, but I'm not a novice. Even the tent. Well, these shoes, she left, throw them away. Well, he left me this axe. Put it in the pit. And some, a little, does it say A-L-L? Coal. All that he had. And they brought them to the valley of Achor, the valley of tribulation. They brought him all there to that place. He covered the garments and the simple things. He said, that was a garment that I covered. And that is what the enemy, this is the mindset he's establishing in us. We don't cover the cloak of Yeshua or the cloak of Sadiqah. We need to put on the righteous Sadiqah. We put on this wicked fleshly covering. We put on this cloak of pride and arrogance and haughtiness. He said, I saw a tava garment. That's the first thing he mentioned, wasn't it? And that's what the enemy, that's the first thing the enemy, that's why my sisters, he bombard your mind with every kind of magazine. Listen to me, brothers and sisters, I remember when I made $2.65 an hour. I even had a bank account. I had money saved because I didn't spend every nickel. I was saving my money to go to college, to go to what we call, quote, Bible school, unquote. And I was saving my money. I didn't waste a dime. Even when Sister Robin needed $3, $3 back then was powerful. You get a nickel, you spend 10 cents. You get 50 cents, you spend 55. And I had hundreds of dollars. Is that right? She went to see her brother graduate there, her family. I said, I'm not going. I got to work. I'm not going. She went to Mother Smith and all those. I did feel kind of bad when she left as a baby. Of course, back then, $3, $5, that was a good piece of change. How much did I give you? $3? $10? Whoa. I didn't want to give that. Well, because I had a purpose in mind. I had a focus. So what the enemy does, it uses these Babylonian garments, these garments of Shinar, glittering and all of this, and you think you look your best in that? Hallelujah. I was saying to Lamar, and I say, my shoes, y'all can, these shoes, $8, $10 in all, that's all. Every now and then I can run in Walmart, I say, okay, it's $1, y'all, I'll buy it. If it's $10 worth, hallelujah. I don't waste money. I don't use it frivolously. And if I did, when you walk in my house, you will see it. Now, I don't give a damn what some of you hypocrites think. But I spend money very wisely. And I utilize it very wisely. I know what I am doing. You understand that? I do. So when he saw these garments, he said, I want them. It wasn't that many. He just want that one. You see this, you want that. Then you go to that one, you want that. That's what the world does to train our minds, brothers and sisters. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. We need to have that that precious offering that when Yeshua comes, that we can anoint him with that. Hallelujah. We can't allow other cursed things, of this cares of this life, and the deceitfulness of riches in it. That's why it chokes out the word. That's a prime example of Achan. What happened? He saw the deceitfulness of the garment to enter it, and the riches of the shekels of silver and all that, and it choked out the power of the mitzvah of Yah that was in him. He had seen the hand of Yah. He had seen the mighty work of Yahweh. And yet he allowed that to be removed from him. You can't allow that, my friends. You can't allow that. I want to read something. Stay right there, but I want to read this. It says in the book of Yasha. And I believe that that is appropriate part of the book. Because it gives us a great illustration of from the beginning until Hamashiach. Hallelujah. It shows us the things that preceded Moshe and the things that came during the time gives us a great analogy and a detailed understanding of even Noah and the sons of Shem and what things transpired during the antediluvian age. But it says this in the book of Yasha. It says this, listen, in 11:31, Abraham was clothed. He was lavash with the spirit of Yah. He was clothed with the ruah of Yah. That's the garment that we ought to have on. The garment of the Siddiqah of Yahweh. He was clothed. And so Achan saw this garment that would not produce anything. And he coveted after it. We should seek the things of Yah, my friends. We should seek the things of Yahweh. Abraham was clothed. He was lavash with the ruah of Yah. We need the spirit of Yah. We need on that garment. We don't need on the filthy garment that has been spotted by your cursed, lustful, covetous flesh. We need to disregard and we need to throw down this natural mind. We need the mind of Yeshua that we think on the things that are above and not on the things that are beneath. And that's what the enemy is causing us to do, to have our minds on the things that are beneath and not on the things that are above. We must set our mind on the heavenly things, the things that are above. He had, his mind was clothed. He had on the cloak. He had on the clothing of the Ruach of Almighty Yah. Clothe me, Yah. I want to be clothed with his Ruach. I do. I want to be clothed that way. I have nothing to live for. For to get rich, I'm getting older. So you are. So I'm rich with the abundance of Yeshua. Hallelujah. For there's a kingdom that I desire. I'm looking for the city whose building maketh Yah. Not man. Reading in the paper this morning, reading one of the newspapers, how these many builders, they're building these homes all over the United States, and they're causing people to invest in their folding. And they're not even giving them what they say they're giving, their homes. They're just putting up trash. I'm going to a home. Hallelujah. Don't have to worry about the termites. Do you all hear me? You don't have to worry about the boards dilapidated or is rotting or being deteriorated. I'm going to a home where the eternal bowl of my abode, that's the home I'm looking for. Hallelujah. I'm satisfied with that little shack where I can lay my head down at night. I can eat if I want to. And if I feel like it sometime like you, I can prepare me a little something as well. Hallelujah. I can do that too. I'm satisfied with that. I'm more than satisfied. When I walk through that little shack, I bless my God. No burdens. We don't owe no man nothing. We're not bound. Hallelujah. And we don't have to work. We don't have to. We may not have electricity. That's all right. And we have to go out there and put a basket and brothers get on the thing and pump water. We'll pump it with foot. And like Granny said, with foots. No, not feet, but foots. And get on that thing and grind and paddle until we get this feel up and that feel up. We'll be all right. Hallelujah. Can stay warm. If we have to, we set a fire and put everything in one pot together and you eat. I'm contented. Very satisfied. I'm satisfied with Yahshua and him alone. It also says in Yasha 48:52. Listen to this. In Yahshua, in Yosef was clothed. He was lavash with the ruah of Yah before the king. And he knew all the things that would befall the king from that day forward. And he knew the proper interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And he spoke before the king. When you get the right garment on, we don't want the garment of Shinar on. We get that garment on, we speak like the world, we act like the world, we dress like the world, we want to do the same thing the world does. It's because that accursed mind is in us and we got to cast it down. That thing must be destroyed. He took all that he had, didn't he? Sons, daughters, cows, fields. You think all his daughters are like that? They were some in the arms. That's the truth. Hallelujah. He has sons in his arm. He had little ones like Abner and Josiah and Aharon. He looked at them and Yah said, bring them all. Hallelujah. Bring them all. When you allow that accursed thing to spread, my brothers and sisters, that's why it must be rooted out. It will kill everything. It will kill Israel. And that's the only thing that the enemy has to destroy Israel is the accursed thing. Yah cannot go back on his word, brothers and sisters. You all hear that? He cannot say, he will be found a liar. And he cannot lie. That word has not changed. He was clothed with the Ruah of Yah, and he knew everything that the king asked. He could tell him what was going to happen, the process, and what was the end. And that is what the clothing of the mind of Yahshua will let us know. When the end, for the end is near, and it is at hand, the accursed thing it covets, it can never be satisfied, because it covets, it covets, it covets. And that's why this nation is cursed. They get a new car today, and they see someone else with one, they got to get another one. They get that one, they drive it 6-7 months, and they see someone else, they go in debt to get another one. They see someone come to the whorehouse on their pagan Sunday with a new dress on. She got to go next week and find something that is more fabulous. She believes it is. He sees someone with a new suit on. He can't even go to the whorehouse unless he got on a new suit every week. And men every week they must buy a new suit. That's the truth. If you listen to Pastor Hunter, he will tell you how many suits did he say he had. He said he had one every week. He did not wear the same one. He bought 2 or 3 suits every week. He literally had 100 some. That's what he said. He said, Pastor, I never wore the. That's what this world does. That's what that spirit of Shinar, this Babylonish spirit. Yah, it is an accursed thing. This is Babylon. She is an accursed thing. She is not pure. And she is not the right. We that obey the mitzvah of Yah, you bless only them. This is not a blessing, what they call a blessing. It says in verse 25 of Yehoshua, 7:25. Yehoshua said, why have you troubled us? He said, Yahweh shall trouble you this day. I'm telling you all, you that trouble the house of Israel, Yahweh is going to trouble you this day. He said, Yahweh shall trouble you all this day. And some of Israel, stone Akah him with stones. And then they did what? They burned them with fire after they stoned them with stone. It must be eradicated out of Israel. You got to put the fire, this truth to that wickedness in you. That accursed thing, it must be eradicated with the fire. And his word is a living fire. You hear me? You got to hear what this man of Yah says. Hallelujah. I'm not promoting me. I promote Yahshua. I'm nothing. I have nothing of value. Have nothing to offer you but the living host of bread. And that is Yahshua the Lamb. Hallelujah. And they burned them with fire and they raised over him a great heap of stones to this day. So that Yahweh turned from his fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of the place is called today the valley of Achor to this day. He raised up stones upon them after they burned them. And this word of Yah, it is a consuming fire. It's going to consume you now. I'm telling you that. His word is a consuming fire. And he's going to consume you. All you that are the cursed ones. And you're going to be like ashes under the feet of those that are bereft of Almighty Yah. And that is the truth. It says in the 22nd chapter of the same book. Hallelujah. In verse 20. Yehoshua says, did not Achan the son of Zerah commit a ma'al, a transgression, in the accursed or the harem thing? Yahshua 22:20. Did he not commit an atrocity in Israel? Did he not? He said, did not he do that? Achan do that? This accursed thing. And then he said, and the wrath fell upon who? Was it some of the congregation? That's why, brothers and sisters, and the wrath fell upon all the congregation of Israel, that the men perish not, that the man perish not alone, that the man perish not alone in his iniquities of on. See, because of his wickedness, because of what you will do, because of your mind is accursed, And because you invite this accursed spirit in to spy out the liberties of Israel, then you bring trouble upon whole Israel. This has not changed. If it's one thing that Elder Martin, he talks about this, things like this we talk about, and even though his grammar is atrocious, he has a greater understanding than men that think that they understand scripture, the men that are more literate than him, he has a tremendous understanding. He says something last Sunday, we went out to the flea market. I couldn't wait to get home to look at that thing. I'm going to preach on it one day. And I'll remind him. But he said something to me. I'll tell you what he said. And I could not wait to get home. And I tell you, when I got home, old man, I stayed there about an hour and a half. And I laid out a message on that. He said to me, Pastor Roberts, he says, the hearts and the heart of this nation and the people. He says, not because they turn away, because they choose to do that. He said, because Yahweh has hardened their hearts against His truth. So, man, whoa. See, what caused me to become away? He said, He has hardened. He said, He has hardened. I said, whoa, man. I got to see what the book says on that. And, of course, I went to see what the book says. And I got about 3 pages laid out what the book says about that. Just, I didn't get it all. But I got enough to know that what he said was right. He says, not them, but it's Yah. Of course, he didn't say it as verbose as Preacher Dave. But the way he said it was enough to bring alive the truth inside of this mind of Brother Dave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he is right. I searched the scriptures, old man. I found it to be truth, what you said. Sure it was. He was right. Hallelujah. He was right. He was right. Sure he was. See, this is the way Yahweh wants his people to talk. This is the way, this is what our conversation should be about him. It's almost like two women together, one's getting married, that's why she wants to talk about him. Who? The one that she's going to marry. The woman has a tremendous help, she wants to talk about him. Come on, daughters, a man got a beautiful wife, he wants to talk about her. He tells everybody about her. That's why your daughters be sweet to your husband. Come on, man, love your wife. Be kind to her. Affectionate. Wife, be a wife. You know, fruitcake head. A nut head. Hallelujah. Is that all right, Mama? I talk like that? All right. Hallelujah. Well, he's cussing. I'm going to define that before I close. All right. Let me show you people. Don't tell me you know what it means now. Don't do that. Because I know you don't. You're too smart to even search anything out. That's why you know nothing. Because you're too smart to even find out what it is. I'm that ignorant that if I don't know something, I want to find out. You're too smart, or you think you're smart, and you don't know diddly squat. And that is the truth. So don't even ask him a question. I will answer it, all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, listen to this in Devarim. I want to close with this, all right? It says in Deuteronomy 28:1, the blessings always come because of our obedience unto the Mizpah, the Torah of Yah. The Baptists are not blessed, the Methodists, the Pentecostals, the Church of God in Christ, the Church of God, the Lutheran Church of God, the Episcopal Church of God, the Episcopalians, they're not blessed. America is not blessed because they say in God we trust. They do trust. Why do you think it's on the dollar bill? They trust in the God, that dollar bill, mighty dollar. There was a song when I was growing up, it was called Mighty Dollar. It was mighty, mighty, mighty dollar. Was that it? Oh yeah, that's it. Money, 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 money. Who's saying that? The OJs? Talk to me. OJs. Brother Yosef, go ahead. I don't think you know this one now. Okay, all right. Pink Floyd probably got a version of that. Pink Floyd, he came along after the boys said, OJs. I'm with you. Joe, you don't know nothing about no Pink Floyd. Okay, now, boy. But find out about old Father Gibble there, aren't we? Huh? Brother Yosef, Pink Floyd, man, and that almost get a chuckle out of me. That's all right. That's all right. We'll talk about Pink Floyd. But this is where the fullness of his blessings, shalom, overtake you. It says in Devarim 28:1, and it shall come to pass, if you shall listen diligently to the voice of Yahweh, your Abba, to observe some of his mitzvah, all which I command you this day, that Yahweh your Abba will set you on high above some of the nations of the above all nations. And he says in verse 2, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you shall listen, Shabak, the voice of Yahweh, your Abba. And if you read in Devarim 1 through 15, you will find all the blessings that will overtake you. Blessed in your cities, your storehouse, your fruit of your loins, you'll be blessed. And then from verse 15 to verse 68, you will find the curses when you are cursed. So this has not changed, my brothers and sisters. If you will listen to Yah and obey Him, the blessings will overtake you. And you will be full. This is not the blessings what the Pentecostal or the Benny Hens or the TD Snake Jakes, these dollar bill dogs or creeping dollar. These are not blessings of this floozy boozy Jezebel, Juanita the Jezebel whore. These are not the blessings of Yah. His blessings are that serenity of mind, the fullness of the knowledge and the shalom of Yahshua, the comfort of Yah, the knowing at the end of all things. And we know, for He shall see us through. And we shall overcome the very battle that is set forth in array against us. Why? Because we will not turn from our enemies and run. We have the sword of Yah. We have the word of Yahshua in us. And we will not flee because we will not partake of the accursed thing. It must come out. Your garments that are filthy, wicked, your wicked mind that cloak you, it must be changed. You must be born of the Ruah of Yah. Hallelujah. You must be in order to overcome this accursed thing. May Yah strengthen you and bless you all. And cause His blessings to rest upon you, Israel, you that are listening. May He cause His the blessings of His fullness. My, bless you all. You all that are listening, write me this week, email Pastor Roberts, and let me know how the broadcast bless you. I do want to define this. Listen to this before I close. Because there are those that say, well, Pastor Roberts, you curse, you do this. They don't even know what cursing is. I want to share what Webster says about the word cursing, a curse. It says this, listen, it is a transit verb. It is to use profane, insolent language against. Now, first of all, we must find out what profane is, all right? Okay? Now, I will define that. It is an adjective. It is not concerned with religion or religious purpose. Now, that is what profane is. When you don't hold up the standards of religious standards, all right? Secular, not holy because unconsecrated, impure, or defiled, unsanctified, serve as to debase or defile what is holy. Now that, when she used that profane language, well, who are you talking about? Yeah, you're talking about the gods of this world. Well, I profane all gods. But that's what it means. Irrelevant, that's what it is. Obscene, vulgar. Well, see, vulgar is another one, right? We need to find out what vulgar is too, don't we? Okay, I'll define that. Vulgar, it is an adjective. A general use applied or accepted, understood in or having the ordinary sense. They reject the vulgar concept of miracles. Now that's how it's really defined, who we call vulgar, by W.R. Inge. I don't know who he is. It also means that this is what vulgar is, vernacular. The vulgar language of a plant or of relating to the common people. Now, those that are common, they're vulgar. They have nothing. Of the use typical of the ordinary kind. So if you're the ordinary kind, you're vulgar. You're despicable. Because we speak in ignorance and we say things we don't know. So when I say things, I most of the time, I do better than that. I know what I'm saying. It says ordinary kind or lack in cultivation. So we all are vulgar then. I am not a cultivated mind. If you set me down at the table of all of the utensils for etiquette, I'll just pick up a fork. No, that is the dessert fork. Don't embarrass me. How many of these prongs does it have? It has four like all the rest. Well, my friend, this will cut a steak. Just like the one that you says is the steak fork. No, my friend, that is the soup spoon. I like it. You put more on there. Like the big spoon. I don't want no little teaspoon. I want a tablespoon. This preacher, he walks things down, doesn't he? You know, you lack it in cultivation, perception, or taste. I have no taste. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No taste. Coarse, morally crude. So when you get rebuked, that's morally crude, undeveloped, or unregenerated. My, I fit this vulgar state more than any man. You understand? So don't tell me I curse. I use what is part of the vernacular, the language of a nation that destroys things. It is a descriptive superlative. It's a part of the seven parts of speech of the English grammar. Gross. You never say that then. That's gross. When I was growing up, most of the Caucasian kids said gross. We didn't say that when I was growing up. We didn't say gross. What do we use? Nasty. Mama, you come along way before I did. We didn't use nasty. It may be tough. You way before me, Mama, now. And nasty, that was not a part of our vernacular. Now, that's you. You're a little far above me. That's all right, though. I understand. Something that is optional or exercise in expenditure or display. It is something that is offensive in language. Earthly. Lewdly or profanely indecent. It's just common. That's all it is. That's what vulgar is. But that's what the Webster says. Hallelujah. All right? But when you're dealing with that, it's all dealing with some kind of religious practice. May Yah help us all. And give us the knowledge we need. It tells us wisdom is the principal thing, right? And all I get, we need to get understanding. We are people that we lack in understanding, don't we? We don't have much understanding. We don't like for nobody to teach us nothing. How do you know? Because we've been taught that. We've been trained that way as children. It's almost trying to teach someone how to write. You let Deacon Horn get that little Sherry out pen and show how to write. She's going to show him how to write. She wants the pen to show him. We've been trained that way, haven't we? Let him show how to eat and in the bowl. And no, Daddy. She wants the fork, and she's going to... Brother Bill, little Caleb, I was feeding her. She said, that ain't it. Give me that fork. Of course, I was putting the food in the mouth. She putting the food every way but in the mouth. That's the way we are. So we don't want Yahweh to teach us. But we need to be taught. We're like the children, haven't we? And all children go astray. Hallelujah. That's where we are, little children. Childish mind, childish ways. You scratch me. That's where we are. But Yah, he brings the rod to put it on our butt. And he has no problem with whacking that butt of yours. You can hide, but you can't get away. When he bring that thing, he intend to get your butt. He going to get his. Toda Yah, I'm glad he gets it. I'm glad. It's almost like when I was getting a whipping, trying to hold Yah, my mama said, that's all right. When you did that, you made him more angry. And then when you try to be bold and say, I'm not, I remember the day I said, I'm not going to cry. And she's, wow, I ain't gonna. She ain't gonna break me. I'm glad she did. You understand? Because that was a rebellious spirit. She was, oh, she said, and when she began to put it on, she said, you think you tough, huh? Somewhere Yah would give that woman strength and that's all she wanted. That's all she wanted. That's it, to break that spirit, drive it. And then when she got that out of you, she gave you a few more to make sure she got it on out of you. That's what she did. It's wonderful she did it that way. Because when you tried to hold back, she said, you ain't going to defy me. That's what it was, a defiant spirit. You're going to show her, you're not going, you can't make me cry. She said, that's all right. Of course, I had a crazy uncle back then. He would, his name was Uncle Peter. His name was Jodine. No man, he didn't cry. He was a fool. He was black as soot, too. Tall. He had killed one man. And he would look at me and all of my other brothers. He would say this. He said, David, if you want to get some tears in his eyes, he would. He said, I tell you what, if you ever, they call my mother Fatty. If you ever hit Fatty B, he said, I will kill you dead. That scared me. I believe he would do that. He said, I will kill you. I mean it. I will kill you dead. That was enough to put fear in me. I didn't want to die. I didn't want to kill me. That man was a fool. I'm telling you. And I certainly didn't want him to kill me. And he meant that. He would look with them red bloodshot eyes, devil eyes, what that man had. He was a devil. True, he was a devil. He would look at me with those eyes, and he stood way above me and looked down and said, I will kill you then. And he added the nigger part. He said, nigger, I will kill you then. I will kill you. I mean it. Tears would come in his eyes, and that would make him cry. And so when my mother would put that rod on me, it was a wonderful thing. And you know what? I'm glad she did. If anything I can bless her for, that's the rod. To the Yah, my mother, putting that rod on my butt and setting me in order. I'm glad she did. I see the ones that she didn't put the rod on, and they are a mess. But me, man, seemed like if I moved a woman, she was on me. Of course, I would tell her, you did that because you love my daddy, and he didn't like you, woman. That's why. That's all right. I forgive you. Hallelujah. May Yah barak you all. May strengthen Yisrael. You that are listening, may this be a blessed Shabbaton unto you. And may he cause your love to delight in the simplicity of his Torah, the living power, that truth in Yahshua. Yah barak you. Come on, Brother Pat, you all. That's a beautiful song that you all come up with. We bless you for that. Come on, you all, and sing. This is for you, our listeners, our friends. We bless you. Everyone there, we bless you all. Wherever you're listening, we don't know you all. Shalom rest upon you all. This is for you all as we say to you all, Shalom Yisrael.
us that joy, peace.
For this is a blessed day that Yah has granted unto Israel. The Shabbat of Shalom and comfort. We brought you. Bless Israel. Those that need a touch. All those gathered here in their bodies. Brother Ricky, elder there in Atlanta this weekend. Strengthen him, I pray. And all of your people, Pastor Hannah, Pastor Pennington, we pray for them all in Yahshua's name. Bless us, Yah, on this Shabbat. Bless all Israel, I pray, and give us all comfort today as we take great delight in what you have granted unto us. For we shall not allow the cursed thing to cause us to be broken. We shall confess our sins before you, Yah, for whom Yahshua makes free. It's free indeed. We ask it all in that precious name of Yahshua. And all Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.